They were there.
Yeah, because they were there with, what's his name? Organa.
Yeah, Ball Organa, yeah.
Bala.
Bale?
Bala. I don't know. But yeah, they were like standing there like, oh, no. Poor bastard probably spent 6 hours getting into that for 3 minutes of acting and 10 seconds of on-screen time. But are you ready?
Sure.
Are you?
I'm not red.
But you're kind of red.
And I don't want the D.
So this is going to be the last podcast recorded on my shitty phone. Made it through over a year. 70 podcasts or so, I think.
We're going to see, because we're hoping that this new recorder we...
Or, should I run over one of the IT guys?
I mean, do you like him?
No.
Do you really not?
Nah, he's just an asshole.
Yeah, he kind of is.
I mean, he not kind of is. He absolutely, unabashedly... There's no... It's not...
I would say
contentious. He's a straight-up asshole.
It's like... I like all my children. Except for Job. I don't much care for Job. That's how I feel about that individual.
Well, no, I don't mind. I shoot the shit with him all the time, but he is definitely an asshole.
Like, I think he's my least favorite one. Anyway, this is Sid Sock. Yeah, hi, I'm Kyle.
We're leaving work.
Yeah, so you get the so post-work.
And we saw a coworker putting boxes in the dumpster, which is literally the most work I've ever seen him do.
Yeah, I was actually surprised that they were tasked to do that.
Well, they were building out that other floor, because we're a big growing company. Well, part of it was... Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Construction / IT.
No, they were... The desks were assembled already. They were just running all the IT stuff.
Oh.
All the monitors. So many monitors.
Oh.
For every monitor, you get more sales. Did you know that?
I heard that rumor, and actually, I saw the research, and it turns out it's not monitors. It's actually keyboards.
Really?
No.
That's okay. Stupid. I was going to say, pretty sure it's a whole horse shit, but whatever. So
your car is going to start to fog up because I'm a hot mess.
Oh, I'll just go ahead and do these things then.
Okay, good call.
Unless there was... Anyway, that'll be a little bit loud for a little bit since you're a hot mess.
No, I mean, like, it was just going to... I feel like your defroster doesn't have, like, variable settings for power.
That kind of just... It's sort of all or nothing, to be honest. I mean, if you want the variable settings, you can configure that as well.
You can configure it?
Yeah, you just go over here.
Oh, my
and
shit.
You just do this, and you just do
low. Oh.
And then,
I didn't know your car was smart.
It's not smart. Those are just the simple controls. No, your car's fucking stupid.
Wow. So all Korean cars are cheap then, huh?
I'm pretty sure, yes, as I'm driving a Japanese car, obviously I would be racist.
Is Hyundai even Korean, or am I being racist assuming it's Korean?
Hyundai is Korean, yes.
Okay. Well, I'm not a racist. Kendra clearly is. That's what we've
I think if you have to say I'm not a racist, you're a racist.
I don't want to be racist, but that sounds racist. All right, so I actually... So today is another day where you guys will get to have an awesome dose of Star Wars goodness for Star Wars.
Star Wars bang bang! Bang.
Bang, bang? Gang, bang, bang, dang?
Well, did we talk about Star Wars? We talked about Star Wars last time, right?
I believe
And we talked about Star Wars time for last, right?
I believe
so it's a Star Wars bang, bang, bang!
Wow, that's probably pretty loud. Sorry, folks.
Here's hoping it was
Sorry, folks.
Fun fact, every time we talk about it being too loud, it's not too loud. And the times we don't think about it, it's too
really
loud.
Okay.
So
I was looking through Star Wars trivia facts today, and I think we're just going to go over a few of them. Yeah, I definitely worked, so shut up.
Nope.
Okay. So I think there's some ones... I spent at least a few hours... today, looking over various Star Wars facts, and I was like...
Was it that this guy's license plate is clearly covered, and there's no way you could read it, and that should not be legal?
That should not be illegal?
No, I mean, you can't... What's
yeah,
a license
I know. and it turns out there's a lot of really cool trivia about Star Wars, and I don't know if any of you know it, so we're going to share it with you.
A lot of really lame trivia.
Yeah, there is actually a lot of really lame trivia. I hit the site that said 111 facts for Star Wars fans that they'll love, and it was actually more like...
Seven.
It was more like 30 that were just repeated over and over again, interspertingly and randomly. It was like, I was like, I feel like I read that,
no
you know.
One, no one's going to commit to an actual 111.
All right, so, the one I thought that was most funny on the first list I saw is that Yoda's actually almost played by a monkey. And according to the book, I'm making a Star Wars book by J.W. Rinslinger, and I'm actually reading stuff today, so we're going to have like an interesting...
What?
Yeah.
Yoda
wants to be played by an adorable monkey wearing a mask carrying a cane. How do you think they would have impacted your vision of Yoda?
I still, A, would have ruined it.
Would have ruined it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it would have ruined my knowledge of Yoda. It would have been more like Yoda as a monkey and less Yoda as a stagely Muppet.
I was wondering if it was, like, a Muppet monkey or if it's actually legit, like, literally a monkey.
I think it's a monkey with a mask. Let's be honest here. This was probably a George Lucas wet dream. And what are you doing?
I don't know. There's a lane that goes, so...
Go
I'm not going to be racist or sexist right there.
That person just cut someone off, like merged almost into them.
No blinker.
No, they had a blinker, but it was one of these numbers. Ready?
Well, you know, when you learn to drive
in the tens.
Sure. Okay. So, yeah, Yoda is a monkey. I was trying to wonder today if it was like a monkey in a suit, like I was saying, or if it's just like they had an acting monkey.
I feel like if he's an acting monkey who's not, I mean, if he's like in a Muppet suit, why don't you just use a midget or short, whatever. Sorry.
Well, person of a normally like furry, short stature, you know?
I don't know. I mean, he probably wouldn't have been quite so reptilian. I guess he's not really reptilian because he's kind of hairy, right?
Sure. Yeah, he's hairy.
And he's got some hairs on
him. He's a bit mammalian.
He's got like four hairs, right? Yeah, that video would have made more sense if he was a monkey, but I'll link to that. Kendrick, you got to link
seagulls.
Seagulls.
Stop
what it is or whatever stop it is. That the Yoda one. You know what it was.
You
know what you did. I heard what you said. I think that still that would have been terrible. Like it would have been so pandery and it wouldn't have aged well because monkey bits never age well.
Yeah, they
I'm going to let that statement stay out there and be interpreted however you want. And that's a tag. That's a tag.
Monkey bits never age well. Is that the name of this episode? I know people listen to it. And it's like,
all right, future Kendrick, second call out. That's the name of the episode.
Monkey bits never age well. There's going to be a better name.
you don't get one before I hit
like,
save.
The next fact is one of those things that's kind of like interesting to me. So. I'm sorry. I don't know what I was saying when I just saw that. Kyle. It's really fucking dumb. Because the idea that a fact is based around a word never being said that is commonly used outside of the, like, film. Frustrates me. Like the Sith thing. In this case, it's Ewoks. Ewok was never spoken in the original trilogy.
Yes.
But it was mentioned in the script in the credits. So it's like, is that really a fact? Or are you just being, like, a weirdo?
It's an observation. Like, the word Sith is never used in the original trilogy.
Yeah, so I guess that's true, but now you know that the word Ewok was never actually uttered in the movie, which makes sense, because if you randomly landed on a planet, why would you ever know what the race of the planet was?
Well, why would they even be called Ewoks? We call them Ewoks.
Well, because the species in the mythos has to have a name.
But that's its English name, right?
Okay.
It's not the Ewok language name.
No. Well, maybe it is. You know.
But, like, their language doesn't have those sounds and sounds.
And actually, I have one about their language, too, later, so...
Well,
actually, let's just skip down to it right now.
I will.
It was a language. It was a combination of Tibetan and Nepalese. That's the Ewok language. Is a combination of Tibetan and Nepalese. Did you know that?
No,
I didn't either. But I
feel like I've heard these before, but forgotten them. Like,
yeah, no, that's what we're doing. This
sort of thing, and I like it. But I feel like mostly I thought it was mumbling and weird. But I guess that would be Tibetan and Nepalese. Those. I guess that makes the whole thing seem vaguely racist.
Well, like,
and then, like, it was already kind of racist.
Was it?
Well, I mean, in that it's sort of fetishizing tribal people as making them into little teddy bears. It was weird. The whole Ewok thing is weird. I'm not anti-Ewok.
I think there's some interesting trivia about Ewok and how this movie should have ended. So, this one's right about how that movie should have ended. In the early story development for Return of the Jedi, George Lucas toyed with the idea of having Luke remove Vader's helmet and put it on himself and declare that he's Vader now and he goes to the dark side.
What did that have to do with Ewoks?
Because it's another ending to the movie. Oh, okay. I thought it was
the Ewok thing. I was like, and then he killed the Ewoks? Like Anakin?
No, instead of like, I don't know, because the whole Ewok thing was claimed to be like a George Lucas wet dream gone real.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not the worst idea he's ever had, but you can see the worst idea he's ever had from there.
Uh-huh.
I think that I almost, aside from the part where it would have completely changed all of the canon forever, the concept of Anakin going good at the end of the movie, but Luke going bad, and then like switching, I kind of like. I'm sure it would have been terrible if implemented the way he wanted to do it.
A very long time, and this is another one I'm just going to skip to right now, Anakin and Vader were actually two different characters.
Yes.
And so it's interesting because a lot of people, and even they do this in one of the movies, like, what was it? It's a fucking, what's that singing movie that with Anna Kendrick?
I can't remember what you're talking about.
Come on. Pitch Perfect. One of the characters is like, you didn't like Star Wars? And she's like, I saw it coming because Darth Vader literally in German means Dark Father. And like, you're like, yeah, but that's like that wasn't an actual thing because Anakin was never actually for a long time.
Vader. In the original New Hope, Star Wars before any of the canon was written.
It wasn't actually called A New Hope till after they started doing the episode, so it was just called Star Wars. They added A New Hope in Episode 5 later.
I thought that the crawl originally had A New Hope in it.
It did, but the movie wasn't called
The movie was called Star Wars. I'll call it A New Hope just because
to distinguish. We're doing facts, so that was just...
No, that's true. The original movie was only first called The Star Wars.
Yeah.
And then just Star Wars.
And they didn't introduce the episode numbers until the sequel, which was 5.
Yes.
Which is kind of interesting because it's got to be really confusing if you've only seen one and the second one's 5 and you're like, what the fuck?
The very first Star Wars movie, they only mention the Emperor once in passing. Mm-hmm. They never show him. They never talk about him. Aside from that one time where he talks about dissolving the Senate. Mm-hmm. And they do it real quick. Like, the Senate won't like this. And it's like, well, the Emperor did away with that already. And then they run away from it. They immediately move on. And that's the only time he's mentioned. As far as you're aware, we are actually looking at Space Japan with the Space Shogunate run by Space Shogun Vader. And the Space Emperor being just the titular
Emperor
who actually has no real power. And that's basically, when you look at that, the whole samurai movie in space thing totally makes sense.
It's interesting, too, because that whole movie came together as a set of basically what George Lucas had written as, like, journal entries from another type of, like, script, where it was, like, the Journals of Willis is what it was called. And it was actually, like, snippets from this universe, and then eventually came to pull together into this movie called Star Wars. And I wonder how much of that journal was actually, like, you know... I don't want to say spaghetti western, but that's kind of...
Well, the spaghetti westerns and samurai movies have a very strong...
That's why I was going to say that. So, like, very spaghetti western-y type thing.
Well, no, that was the other part, though, was back in the original, Anakin Skywalker was a totally different character who was killed by Darth Vader. And that was the story. That was what it was. And he fought with...
Obi-Wan
during the Clone Wars. You know, and they fought with each other.
And fun fact, too, about that, Leia actually never, ever meets Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
Because, like, she's going to meet Obi-Wan.
Yep.
Doesn't get there. Mm-hmm. Gets captured. Obi-Wan comes to the Death Star, misses her, and the only time she sees him is when he gets killed.
We were talking about that when we went back and watched him before we watched Rouge One. Mm-hmm. We were like, she never actually meets this guy.
Goddamn, she's so bad at her job, though. So... crazy off the wall Attack of the Clones comment that apparently George Lucas had a lot of like crack cocaine before he made Attack of the Clones, because a lot of the things that decisions he made in Attack of the Clones were very strange to people. One of them being NSYNC actually made a cameo in Attack of the Clones.
It's NSYNC!
But at the request of George Lucas's daughter. So that was kind of strange, but then they edited it out afterwards.
It's NSYNC!
I imagine that... I don't know what that's from.
It's from Simpsons.
Okay. And so...
Milhouse.
It's funny to me that they probably paid a ton of money to get these guys to cameo. Or maybe not. I don't really know how cameos
mid-90s?
Work.
Mid-90s?
Do you just do it?
I don't know.
Like, do you want to start in Star Wars? Or like, give us $50,000.
That was a good Michael Jackson impression.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just assume all boy bands are coming from Michael Jackson. From that, like, you know, Jackson 5 type thing.
That's not... Anyway, moving swiftly away from that was.
Everybody probably knows this already, but Yoda's species was never ever determined.
Still
ever.
Hasn't been.
Yeah.
And in the canon, is still not.
Yeah, it's one of those.
It's his species is Yoda. He's one of the Yoda species. Like, they seriously, that's, if you look at any of the wikis and stuff, that's what people have. His species is Yoda's species.
It was unknown.
It's Yoda's species, because that's what they all call it, because it's the only one. The only time you ever see or hear anything about other members of Yoda's species is the one random group of 3 of them in the Senate in the middle of Clone Wars.
Really?
Or, not Clone Wars, Attack of the Clones.
Huh.
And you see, like, 3 of them yelling, and then it goes to the E.T. ones, and then it's
gone. Oh, I was going to say that one, too. Yeah. The E.T. makes a cameo, and people are like, that connects the universes.
Well, they already did that, because remember, there was, in E.T., there was a kid dressed as Yoda. And E.T. says something to him. I forget what it was, but he says something.
Cool.
And, like, he recognizes him, and the kid takes off the mask, and he's confused. Mm. And so, yeah, those universes are totally hella connected.
That's awesome.
Now, precisely how, I'm not quite sure that makes sense.
Right.
Yes.
So, contrary to popular belief, and I actually don't know this body of the week, I'm just saying it because it's a fact, and so it must be.
Fuck yourself.
Yoda is not a Muppet. A lot of people around Jim Henson worked with Yoda and the team making Yoda, but Yoda is not actually a Muppet. It was built by Lucasfilms and not the Jim Henson crew.
Yeah, that's right, though, because at that time, Jim Henson's company was working with LucasArts.
Yeah.
But they weren't, he's not a product of the Jim Henson puppet.
Yes. And the puppet has, so depending on which movie you're watching, the puppet has a different number of, like, certain attributes than the one in The Phantom Menace. So, like, Yoda has more toes or something like that. They're different, and, like, so, like, little stupid shit like that, I think.
One job, guys.
Yeah, one job.
I mean, hair, yeah. Toes, less so.
No female pilots in the original trilogy.
I heard.
And actually, Biggs, there's a Wedge. Wedge Antilles, I think, or Biggs Darklighter, and I think it's Wedge, is the only one to survive all three battles in all the original movies. Besides Luke.
Yeah.
Everybody else just
Luke
dies.
Luke died in the middle of one. They don't talk about it. It's like the Beatles. Luke's actually been dead the whole time.
Luke's been dead this whole time.
I thought that there were women and they dubbed them.
They might have done it in the recut. They might have added some women pilots. But there's definitely women pilots in the old trilogy. Like, or I'm sorry, in 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
And then in Rogue One.
I thought that there were, I thought I heard a rumor, and this probably ain't true, but I heard it, that there were women pilots, but they decided to dub over them.
We're trying to go off of internet-founded facts here, not your crazy myth rumors.
I'm sorry to pollute the waters of the stream of consciousness with
of what,
my
of
shit.
Mashable's top 30 list of fucking... No, thanks, Mashable, for this list, by the way.
No, Mashable. No, I'm not thanking you for this list.
They had generated... So this other fact is that they generated all of the clone troopers with CG, so there was never a piece of clone armor made, I guess.
I had heard that.
That's
kind of
crazy.
I had heard that, which is kind of a bummer because it's sort of cool looking.
I highly doubt that. I think the regular clone armor is what they never made anything of, because I think there's some clones in some of the stuff that have armor. You know, I don't know. I feel like I've seen some really good armor, but I guess you're right. So, like, I don't remember seeing
Jango Fett's armor.
Clone armor from at the Star Wars art exhibit. Which is really cool, by the way. If it's still open when this comes out,
yeah.
Check it out.
Jango Fett's armor was there, and different stormtrooper armor, but not the clone troopers.
Yeah.
So the troopers before the clone troopers, and the troopers after the clone troopers, and some guards that looked had similar armor.
Oh yeah.
Which you saw.
Yeah. Okay. Right. This is kind of cool, actually, for like cosplay enthusiasts. But Qui-Gon Jinn uses the Gillette razor as a form of communication. Like that, so
I've seen that, and I read. Yes,
it's really cool, actually. If you look at a lot of the stuff from Star Wars, it's like Han Solo's gun and some of this other stuff.
There, on the internet, there are instructions on how to build Luke Skywalker's lightsaber from the original movie, and it describes which pieces it's made from.
They did that in this Gillette thing too. Like,
yeah,
boom, 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 boom.
Like they talked about how the main handle is the handle of this particular model handle for a flash bulb. It's exactly that metal handle. And then this piece here is this other thing. And, like, it's all these pieces that they just glued together.
And if you watch in the background of a lot of Star Wars scenes, they fill in the background of all the tech junk. Like, in the Phantom Menace, you'll see in Anakin's house, there's a lot of stuff that you're like, that's a super soaker.
Yeah.
Or, like, that's, like, he has one of those, like, hoop ball things.
Yeah.
That's for a game, and it's like,
It's a lot of spray paint and rub and buff.
Yep, that's basically it.
Rub and buff.
Look
that up, everybody at home. Rub and buff. It's a wax that's impregnated with metallic crystals, and so you can put it on stuff and then buff it off, and it makes things look like they have a sort of kind of shitty metallic appearance instead of a shitty plastic appearance.
Hmm.
So you can if you go to any steampunk, they're probably about 20% rub and buff by volume.
Awesome. It's just like how you're like 20% alcohol by volume.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I thought this one was interesting because you've actually hung out with David Prowse before.
It did once, actually, yeah. That's a fun story.
Well, maybe we can talk about
that. Never telling the story.
Okay. And that's it.
That's a Joe Quick story, really. He's the one who relishes it the most.
Okay. So, actually, the actor who portrayed him, David Prowse, as you know, in form, not in voice, so the actual person in the suit.
He did actually perform the lines, though. They just didn't use it.
Yeah. So, he's actually banned from attending Star Wars conventions because George Lucas finds him annoying.
Yes.
That's fucking dumb. Yep. And that's one of the George Lucas things from
David
last
Prowse,
week where we're
David
like,
Prowse
why?
Actually why? Caught a lot of shit. Partially because he doesn't really... he's like an old school Shakespearean... He's a million years old, for one thing. But he wasn't young when that movie was made. He was fucking ancient when we were talking to him. He didn't give a shit. It was wonderful. He kind of doesn't hold back on his opinions about stuff and does not like George Lucas. And so he definitely has pissed off George Lucas and is not welcome in lots of places. But last I heard, he actually had an honorary membership in the 501st Legion of Stormtroopers.
Sweet.
as like high commander.
501st is like a mess of people in Colorado, I think, right?
Nope.
No?
It's a nationwide. They're actually international.
Oh, okay, wow.
Yeah, they're international.
They're always here at Colorado, so I just...
Yes, no, they're big here, but they're not... Well, this is not even their biggest place. The 501st Legion of Stormtroopers is a worldwide non-profit charity group of people who are ridiculous enthusiasts for primarily Stormtrooper portrayal. So they have this amazing community of people that describe how to take, like, how to make a full piece, a full body of screen-accurate Stormtrooper gear, even though it's inconsistent from frame to frame, fully accurate, full body, and they run around, and they get the voice act modules and everything, and then what they do is they do a shitload of charitable events. Like, they'll do parades, they'll do, you know, children's hospitals. They're actually the awesome people. They're super cool.
Yeah, they're the ones that do, like, what is it, the tag check? What is
weapons.
It
they do weapons check weapons at checks Starfest. At
most of,
Not a lot of them, but some of them. And they'll show up, they're everywhere. They're always everywhere. And they're always doing nonprofits. They're a big charity thing. So they collect a lot of money for places. So they're actually really cool.
Yeah, so next time you go to a convention, it's a sci-fi convention.
They're check super
out the
cool.
First. They do really cool picture shoots, too.
Yeah, they'll do, and they have, they also, I mean, they're not just Stormtroopers, that's their bread and butter, but they also have, like, R2-D2 classes, and they have people who are enthusiasts of droid building, they have people who are enthusiasts of, like, fighter pilot armor, and all kinds of cosplay, but their main thing is the Stormtroopers, although all of them have alternate costumes that are, like, Jedi and shit, too. Like, they're serious, they're legit.
And the 501st Legion, is that an actual real legion in Star Wars?
I don't think it's ever actually mentioned, but they're kind of like the
I'm
SCA.
I'm pretty sure
they
it have, is, actually.
It might be. First. It might be, but in the extended, I don't think it's in this any of the cinematic stuff. But their thing is that they have regional stuff that's named clever things. Like ours is the, what was it? I think the Colorado branch is like the Highland Outpost or something like that, or the High Grounds. Like they or something. Like, they have cute names everywhere. Like the SCA has their little regions, so they've got groups like that, and they have fun names for them. So yeah, check them out. They're cool. And David Prowse is an honorary like high commander.
That's awesome.
A lifetime member for it. So just because they respect him, they say like, yeah, he pissed a lot of people off, and not a lot of people like him. He might have even had to suspend him. I don't know, but they said he deserves respect and you know, to be honored
for what he was part of.
Just for, you know, being cool.
Yeah. So another thing is that you can use Star Wars collectible coins as real money in a South Pacific island called Nui. And it's kind of interesting because it's like they accept it as legal tender in that country.
I did not know there were Star Wars collectible coins.
I didn't either. And I was like, I wanted to figure out what
they
were.
Are they made out of actual gold?
I think they're made out of like silver or something. But
well, that
really
seems like it would be legit.
Yeah. Another cool one I thought was kind of funny is Liam Neeson was too tall for most of the sets on Star Wars. So they had to spend $150,000 making all the set doors bigger.
That is fantastic.
And that's kind of why in the ship, you see him duck down through the doors in the when they get to Tatooine and everything when they're on the Naboo ship.
That's wonderful.
That's kind of funny.
I mean, that I don't know why they would bother. I mean, it makes sense. He's just really tall. And lots of people are not.
Yeah, he's 6'4".
Yeah,
that's
not even that tall. I mean, that's tall, but it's not.
A lot of people in Star Wars are not so tall.
That's the tallest Garion. You have to stoop through a lot of doors.
Most of the people in that movie are kind of short.
That's true. Here's a fact that I know, but it may not be in your list. Alec Guinness hated that movie.
I'm sorry. And that's the dude who plays
Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan, okay.
That you'll notice that Alec Guinness didn't do a lot of conventions and shit. He hated it. He hated performing it. He hated George Lucas. He thought the script was dumb. He fucking hated that movie.
Huh.
He did not like it.
Huh.
Yeah. That's but he's a fucking good actor. So he just showed up and acted his balls off. That's what you do.
I thought the one was interesting that Wedge Antilles is Obi-Wan's uncle, and you're like, wait, what does that mean? But I'm talking about the actors. So Ewan McGregor's uncle played Wedge Antilles, and I can't remember what his name is.
That's funny.
But it's like one of the people from the older version is the uncle of the person who's older in the movie.
It's like Doctor Who.
Right. This one I thought was kind of funny. There are enough fan tribute videos to recreate A New Hope and Empire Strikes Back purely off of just fan-made content cut together.
I would completely believe that.
I would believe it too, but I want to see it.
Have you heard of the... what was it? What were the new versions called? The remastered?
Remastered.
Someone made, I want to see it was called the Demastered? Star Wars Demastered?
Mm-hmm.
Or, I don't remember what it was.
I think we mentioned this before, but carry on.
They, and it was a guy at work who was telling me about this. Budman was telling me about it at work. And he was telling me that, and I went and looked it up, and the guy's putting it together. He is scraping together old video reels, like old film reels, and old copies, and he's been looking for the best quality copies of the original unremastered original trilogy to put back together with high quality, like high definition clarity, a version of Star Wars that doesn't have George Lucas's reworking in it.
Why is it necessary? Why don't you just watch the old Star Wars movies?
You can't get them anymore.
Yeah, but people have them.
Right, but his whole thing is he wants to remake it.
Oh, okay.
Because the only things you can find right now are old VHS copies.
Yeah.
And the quality on those is not great.
Oh, no.
So he's trying to find, like, actual film, like projector reels.
Sure.
And piece them together. And it's this whole adventure. Like, he found a partial copy from a South American cinema that they found in a storage locker they forgot about for 40 years.
Awesome.
And the audio's wrong, but he found an audio reel from this place in Germany that's got the English one. And, like, he's been piecing it together by himself.
How far is he along?
I don't know. I gotta check. It's been a while since we had this conversation. He might have finished. But he's piecing it all together and doing a color correction by hand. He's remastering it himself.
That's pretty cool.
To make it look amazing and not have George Lucas's edits.
Okay.
So there's just some more random factoids for y'all.
One really redeeming fact about George Lucas is his next fact I'm going to read. He actually paid a fine and resigned from the Directors Guild rather than have episode 4 start with a traditional credit sequence. So the iconic crawl was brought to you by the fact that George Lucas left the Directors Guild and paid fines. So we wouldn't have that kind of iconic Star Wars crawl at the beginning like that unless he did that.
Because it's supposed to start with
something. I mean, there's some kind of like version of how you're supposed to do a
movie. No, yeah, like you see, you just got the title, right? And there's...
Yeah.
And he didn't do that.
So he had to pay
a
fine.
But I swear other people have done that since then.
It's a fact. Off the site, man. It's real life stuff here.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to argue with Mashable. I mean, it's basically gospel.
By the way, we've never even heard of this site before. I just looked.
You never heard of Mashable?
No.
Mashable is like one of the original listicle places.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling like this should be a normal segment where we kind
of
do like...
Shit off of Mashable?
No, like, not that, but we do like unknown facts of something.
Random shit, and then we can just argue about it?
No, I mean, just talk about facts. I mean, an episode where people can learn shit about their favorite stuff.
That may or may not be true. Unvetted facts, everybody.
All of these have links, by the way, to actual things that are reference material, so as it is.
Yeah, they all link to other Mashable articles. All right. Next fact.
So this is the one I thought was interesting, actually. This is the last one on the Mashable list, and then I'll move to the other list. But
should you leave a spot for me to maybe put a laser sound effect?
Sure.
Maybe there was a laser sound effect in there, maybe there wasn't. It depends on how drunk Kendrick was.
Well, last time, I was listening to the last episode, and you were supposed to add a like sound effect, and you totally didn't.
Oh, yeah, no, I listened to that, and I'm like, I'm not doing that.
The original producer of Return of the Jedi said that the early story outline, Han Solo dies and the Rebel forces are left in tatters, with Luke disappearing into the wilderness. But George Lucas thought that killing off the main character would hurt toy sales, so he changed the ending into a big Ewok party. That's where you can put the sound, because there was a silence there, because you don't know what to say now. I don't know, I kind of...
No, I mean,
I think, I don't know that the Ewok party was the right thing to do, but I don't know about killing off Han Solo at the end there.
He itched for it. I mean, it just took one more movie, I guess.
There was like a lot of redemption that happened in that movie for Han Solo, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Killing, I would have preferred the twist. Well, you know what would have been really fun? Kill off Han Solo, right after him and Leia get all like, they finally like realize they're in love with each other. Then he dies. Boom! And then Luke becomes evil and goes and joins the dark side, starts a new empire himself. Out of the tatters of the old one.
That's like the same thing that already happened.
No, that's what I mean, is you do that, that's a dark fucking ending.
Yeah, I guess it's fair.
That would have been awesome, but it would not have been a good way to end that movie. It would have been weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I would love if that was the story. You're like, oh fuck, now Luke's the emperor. Shit.
Oh god damn.
What now?
What now?
Although I did like the one thing.
Go ahead, sir.
What they said is, the reason that Han was frozen in carbonite at the end of Empire Strikes Back was because Harrison Ford wasn't sure he wanted to keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't sure if he'd be able to because he was also doing Indiana Jones.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a little busy with
two
iconic
characters.
It was
funny because actually Steven Spielberg and George Lucas like are kind of friends.
Yeah, and it wasn't a bad thing. And because they were talking about like they were going to kill him off. But then they were like, well, we don't want to kill him off because what if he can come back? Like, what if... Because they wanted to keep Han Solo as a character, but it was like, well, if he's not going to be a Lincoln, we might as well kill him off and make it cool, right? But they changed their minds and decided if they put him in carbonite, then they hadn't fully written Return of the Jedi yet, but they could either have him come back or not, right? Mm-hmm. That could be, he could be in Carbonite, and that's it for the rest of the series. He's dead, effectively, but not dead. And they can revive him when they want, right? So it was kind of like, it's literally keeping a frozen Han Solo in your back pocket in case Harrison Ford can come back. Because if you think about it, you could actually have the entire story of Return of the Jedi without Han Solo.
Really?
Yeah, think about it. Because you could totally just leave in Lando the whole time.
Well, who's going to help them on the planet? Like, Solo's command is a huge part of that.
Solo's
like,
command is a huge part of what?
The assault on Endor.
You could have Lando do it. Because he comes in.
Lando's killing the Death Star.
Well, he doesn't need to be there. That's what I'm saying. Because that could have just been... Lando killing the Death Star could have been the X-Wing pilots.
I guess so. I mean, to me, there's no strong argument either way there.
No, that's what I mean, though, is you could totally... The main points of the story would be the same.
I think if Solo would have died on the assault on Endor, that would have been a more recent...
Oh, sure, but I'm just saying movie, that... But, yeah, you're right. See where a quick rewrite would have left them without a problem if Harrison Ford decided...
Oh, I agree with you there. Like...
Yeah. Again, you gotta remember, I always have a loose grip. I refuse to really hold too many things as canon. So I was thinking, oh, just change the story. And then, you know, it's really easy to get used to stuff being...
Which is because that's what I do, and then I get shunned for it.
Yeah, I know.
That's because, like, they're actually his story there. But anyway, no, that doesn't matter. Another fact, Anthony Daniels, who voiced C-3PO and climbed into a tin suit every day, actually acted for all 8 movies in the Star Wars films. So that's Rogue One included. He's been in every Star Wars film since the beginning.
Where was he in Rogue One? Oh, there was like a cameo.
Yeah.
Right? There was one
They were somewhere. I can't remember.
They were in the Rebel base.
That's right. On Yavin or whatever. I think it was Yavin at that point. Yeah. They were there.
Yeah, because they were there with, what's his name? Organa.
Yeah, Bail Organa, yeah.
Bail. I don't know. But yeah, they were like standing there like, oh, no. Poor bastard probably spent 6 hours getting into that for 3 minutes of acting and 10 seconds of on-screen time. No, he didn't. He fucking hated it back in the day. He said it was so annoying. It was really hard. He couldn't hear anybody.
But he wouldn't keep doing it that long.
Well, no. I mean, he loves doing it, but he talked about how grueling it was because he's wearing metal and plastic and shit. He said every move just echoed in his head, and he couldn't hear anything anybody said. All he could hear is his own shit creaking. And he was he said it was really difficult.
And I heard that too. Like he's like a champ because he's the guy like in the desert with fucking C-3PO on.
Oh, yeah, no, Anthony Daniels is, like, everybody's hero.
So one of the things that you were talking about earlier was, the change between Vader and all these characters. One of the cool things is that you notice if you actually listen to all of the music, and forgive me, it's John Williams?
Does a lot of music? Yes, John Williams has done everything but Rogue One.
Okay, and so you'll notice that almost every important character has a theme, and I mean really important.
It's not necessarily a theme, but it's at least a...
Well, they have Imperial March, which is written for Vader. They have Princess Leia's theme. They have the Jedi theme. So I guess not every character...
There's a term for it, and I'm thinking of it, but I can't remember it. I'll be pissed off, and whatever. There's a term. It's like a short run of notes.
Terminus one?
I don't think
like
so.
That.
But yeah, it's...
It's down here somewhere.
Yeah, there's a term for it, and it's... So it's not necessarily a whole theme or a whole, like... chorus or something. It's just a certain little run of notes that, or a consistent little peak. We call it a theme somewhat generically, but in a music term, it's not necessarily a whole theme. I was going to say zeitgeist, but it's not zeitgeist, but it's something that makes me think zeitgeist for some reason. Only because it's German sounding. I don't know, whatever. Anyway, there's a thing that describes that. But moving swiftly forward, how are we on for time right now? We're rambling real good. We are at 33 minutes.
All right, so...
The thing I wanted to say
with that is that there's a really cool scene in Return of the Jedi when Vader is throwing the Emperor down the pipe, where the Jedi theme plays as his like redemption for light. So it switches the music really quickly at the end there, and it's kind of cool and subtle, but it's also pretty sweet. I think that they like kind of did that with the music. Leitmotif.
Yeah, Zeitgeist. Leitmotif.
I mean, I kind of knew what you were going for because it's a word that I would never use.
It's a leitmotif. So that's why it's a German word. And so it's that little piece. And it's not necessarily like a whole elaborate thing, and it might be in a different key, but it's something that's like, I know that bit. It's just a little bit of a reminder to make you think of it. It's like, that shows up here and there, you know? And a version of it shows up earlier on. So that's like a leitmotif. So Anywho, yeah, that's the, that's what that, they do that, and it is very well done.
Do you want to keep going, or you want to stop?
Well, I mean,
30 minutes is probably long
enough. Yeah, it's probably good. So I guess, that's the bang, bang, bang of the Star Wars.
Yeah, I think that
a-thon, anon,
probably be the end of the month in this time, so.
Well, let's see, so this, we just recorded the one that would be, yeah. So, happy end of January, everybody.
And, snap. That's it, Sog. Thanks for listening.
Snap.